a heartfelt song about a national tragedy united a musician, a composer, and a group of music students. Our tale begins in November of 2016. The CBC's The Current came to Prince George to host a forum on missing and murdered Indigenous women, and a local musician, Kim Gucci, attended.
I want to thank everyone for being part of this discussion in Prince George, BC. I'm Anna Maria Tremonti. Thank you for being part of The Current.
Brought my hand drum with me. I just had this very strong feeling to bring my drum. I had no idea what was going to take place. My name is Kim Gucci, and I'm from the Kwaitwe Tene in Prince George. I am a musician. Originally, I guess they were going to play one of my songs, and I said, oh, wow, that's awesome. And I said, and I have my hand drum just in case, you know, in case I'm needed. The producer came up to me before the show started and said she would be happy if I would share a song to close the evening. So I sang the Cleansing the Highway song.
Way up high, oh, way up, way up, oh, way up. Way up high, oh, way up, way up, oh, way up.
My name is Angela Rudden. I live in Toronto, and I'm the principal violist of the National Ballet Orchestra, but I also teach violin and viola at Dixon Hall Music School. Every morning I wake up and I turn on CBC, and they got Kim to get up and sing this song.
We are cleansing the highway of tears.
The song itself is so beautiful. I feel so strongly about the sadness of the situation of the highway of tears. And whenever I hear stories about that, it kind of makes my heart really heavy, and I just want to cry. I felt like I wanted to get kids from Dixon Hall Music School to know more about what's going on out west, what's going on sort of in the First Nations world, and contacted Kim through Twitter, actually explained a bit about myself and that I wanted to do this piece, and she said, sure. I listened to the show a couple of times, and I sat here with my viola and just figured out sort of a background track that would work. So I just wrote out a score, and, you know, I'm not that great an arranger, so the kids were saying, oh, I think this note might be wrong. We put it all together, and it works really, really well. We get together every Saturday, and we play through it a bunch of times, and then I think the older kids, it just made them think. The thing that is so important about this song for these kids in downtown Toronto is that they would never consider the idea that one would have to hitchhike on a highway to get from one place to another, because we have public transit in Toronto and parents who take them everywhere and big brothers who will take them to their lessons and stuff. Like, it's a different world. I just wanted them to know a bit more about the world. You could tell it really touched them, and they felt the power of this song.
We are cleansing the highway of tears as we walk, as we walk.
It was amazing. I've just gained a new friend, and with Angela, I feel that she was so passionate about this project. She's an incredible person. It's been a collaboration on many levels, but also we're conveying a message to the world. We're bringing people to the Highway of Tears. We're bringing awareness to the murdered, missing Indigenous women. Being out there on the highway with vehicles passing by, you have no idea who's approaching you, is a very, very scary and vulnerable feeling. And when I sing, we are cleansing the highway of tears as we walk, it's placing a positive energy over that highway. It's creating prayer and thoughtfulness, creating awareness of that highway. This is scary. There's still so many unanswered questions. There's still so many hurting families and friends. And so the song is a prayer. It's really a prayer.
For the souls of our sisters that we lost, that we lost.
Now, those are the voices of Angela Rudin and Kim Gucci. We also heard from orchestral students from the Dixon Hall Music School in Toronto. And the finalized song will be used in Kim Gucci's upcoming album.
That we lost.